Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Raymond Mazzoli, M as in Mary, A-Z-Z-O-L-I. Raymond Mazzoli is a 67-year-old male who describes he suffered an occupational exposure at work through 11-21-21 due to lower back and left leg pain. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on both the lumbar spine and cervical spine. Period. His last rehabilitation visit was in December 2022. Period. He now performs a home exercise program. Period. Mr. Mazzoli admits to being involved in two motor vehicle accidents 25 to 30 years ago. But at that time, he was diagnosed with bulging disc in his neck and a disc issue in the lumbar spine. But he recalls undergoing 3 epidural injections to the lumbar spine, but does not recall for the cervical spine. But he denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Any paragraph, as per the record supplied, he was seen on 1-7-20 by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, for routine internal medicine follow-up. Period, he carried diagnoses of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, obesity, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nicotine dependence, comma, abnormal EKG, and an elevated body mass index. Period, history was notable for him previously being addicted to cocaine. Period, he was 28 years clean from this and alcohol. Period. He related he started smoking 16 years ago and stopped smoking in March 2019. Period, he smoked 1.5 pack of cigarettes per day. Period, he was continued on his regular medications and laboratory studies. Period, he was seen frequently in this practice by Dr. Ahmed and his colleagues. Period. Brief survey of their extensive progress notes do not seem to highlight any musculoskeletal issues such as those he attributes to his job. Period. He was seen here through 2/24/22. Make that 4/5/22 when he saw a physician assistant. Period. This was a routine follow-up appointment. Period. However, he related he has multiple compressed discs in his neck and back and has planned surgery. Period. On a visit of 3/21/22, he came in with back pain and abdominal pain. Period. He did report some symptoms, including back pain on the right side with walking difficulties. Period, he had arthralgias, muscle aches, and joint pain with swelling in the extremities. Period, he has neck pain with burning between the shoulder blades. Period, he also reports weakness of an unspecified body part. Period, he has limited ambulation on physical exam. Period, he was diagnosed with lumbar radiculopathy and would follow up with nerve surgery. Period, the plan was for decompressive laminectomy from L3 through L5. Period, he continue to be seen here on the dates described. Period, paragraph, Mr. Mazzoli was seen by pain specialist Dr. Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N, on 11-24-21. Period. He complained of low back pain and left leg pain for the past 1 to 2 weeks. Period. He denied any specific event or trauma occurring. Period. He did have a prior history of motor vehicle accident 30 years ago. Period. He describes his pain as constant and intermittent, that was moderate to severe. Comma, throbbing, comma, dull and aching with associated weakness in the left lower extremity. Period. He rated his pain as a 5/10, and it was worse with sitting, but better lying down, standing, and walking. Period. He was going to get an MRI of the lumbar spine the coming Sunday. Period. He had also been referred for physical therapy, presumably by his nerve surgeon. Period. He volunteered that he was taking gabapentin for right foot neuropathic pain without benefit. Period. He received oxycodone post knee replacement 7 to 8 years ago. Period. He also had received tramadol in the past. Period. He did not wish for any opioids, stating he was a cocaine user in the past. Period. He smokes marijuana and stated he was unable to work. Period. His job was that of a dealer, and he has to sit for a prolonged period of time at work. Period. He is currently on vacation and will go back to work on Wednesday. Period. In addition, he gave a history about his diabetes and that he had a cyst on his pancreas identified by a CT of the abdomen. Period. Surgery was also remarkable for bilateral knee replacements and cardioversion. Period. He continued to be seen in this group through 7/29/22. Period. Dr. Falcon prescribed Percocet and Narcan for diagnosis of radiculopathy. Period. This was post-operatively. Period. He was scheduled to undergo cervical laminectomy by Dr. Sabo on 8/1/22. Period. The petitioner was seen by Dr. Sabo on 11/29/21. Transitioning care from another physician named Dr. Falcon. Period. He has lumbosacral pain for 2 weeks. Period. He has right lower extremity numbness and paresthesias in toes 3 and 4 for several months. But he also has left lower extremity weakness. Period. Aggravating factors include sitting in a high chair. Sitting, parentheses, in a high chair provides relief, close parentheses, comma, and do not include flexion, comma, truncal deflection, comma, extension, rotation, side bending, comma, lifting, comma, standing, comma, ambulating, comma, subsequent trauma was denied, comma, lying down or bending. Period. Palliating factors include medication. Period. Treatment to date includes being out of work. Period. He missed a couple of days on FMLA and was currently on vacation. Period. His response to previous medication was slight. Period. He denies having any testing to date, but was seen by pain specialist Dr. Falcon. Period. Activities of daily living at home are painful. Period. He also has a history of low back pain. Period. Dr. Sabo diagnosed radiculopathy and referred him for a lumbar MRI as well as physical therapy. Period. MRI was done on 12.3.21, whose impression will be inserted here, period, and x-rays of the flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine were done on 12.20.21. There was mild retrolisthesis of L3 on L4 and enterolisthesis of L4 on L5 without instability. Further, multi-level marginal osteophytes from L1 through L5, period. He had a study of his abdomen on 1-10-22, period. This appears to be an abdominal series due to pain for 1 week. There was an apparent soft tissue density in the left side of the abdomen, displacing the bowel gas medially. Period. CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was recommended. Period. He did have this CAT scan on 2-2-22 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Sabo had him undergo a thoracic MRI on 2-28-22 to be inserted. Period. On 3-21-22, x-rays of the pelvis and right hip were unremarkable, period. The cervical spine was done on 3-25-22 to be inserted here, period. On 8-1-22, Dr. Sabo performed decompressive laminectomy at C3 through C7 with bilateral foraminotomies. The postoperative diagnoses were cervical spondylosis and herniated discs with cord compression and cervical myelopathy. Period. I am not in receipt of the actual operative report for the lumbar spine. Period. At the last visit with Dr. Sabo on 11-29-22, he gave diagnoses of lumbar radiculopathy, comma left foot drop, comma and lumbar stenosis. Period. He opined the petitioner may need L3 through L5 laminectomy. Period. He did note there was no significant herniated nucleus pulposus or stenosis in the thoracic spine, but C5-6 had stenosis and mid-scapular pain. Period. On 1-6-22, Dr. Falcon administered a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. On 1-24-22, he reported 50% relief, period. He had another epidural injection on 2-22-22, period. On 3-4-22, he reported more pain following the injection, so they were discontinued, period. He did undergo another set of lumbar epidural injections, such as on 5-31-22, period. He followed up postoperatively with Dr. Sabo through 11-29-22, period. And underline this, in point of fact, he did not undergo a lumbar spine surgery based upon the records and your cover letter. Physical exam. General appearance. He focused on his pain complaints and decreased abilities. Period. He complained of pain on every spot of his body with decreased activities. Period. He spoke continuously throughout the evaluation. Parity claims Medicare will only pay for rehabilitation facility if he is in the hospital for 3 or more days. He anticipated this would be done after lumbar spine surgery, which has not yet been completed. He repeatedly claimed, complained about his living situation with the stairs he had to navigate. Extremities upper manual muscle testing was 5-5. Persisted left hand grasp and elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed heel longitudinal scars overlying both knees, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period motion of the knees was from 0 to 125 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period manual muscle testing was 5/5 for resisted left extensor hallucis longus strength and 4+/5 for plantar flexor strength. Period strength was otherwise 5/5 throughout the lower extremities. The rest of that is normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a forward held posture. Period there was a posterior longitudinal scar measuring 3.5 inches in length with some skin retraction. Period active flexion was full, but extension was 45 degrees, comma, rotation right 60 degrees and left 65 degrees, comma, with side bending right 25 degrees and left to 30 degrees. Brady complained of pain throughout all these planes of motion in great detail. Parathoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with a foot drop on the left, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Brady was able to walk on his toes, but not on his heels on the left. Parity changed position slowly and was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. He actively flexed to 75 degrees with tenderness. Parity extension by lateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Parity supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only a stretching sensation in his low back, but no pain or radicular symptoms below the knees. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Raymond Mazzoli alleges occupational exposures caused permanent injury to the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. There was no distinct traumatic event that precipitated his symptoms. In fact, he did not report any symptoms involving these areas until well after the period in question began on 1-1-10. And highlight this in yellow. If I recall correctly, from the outset, he had been on gabapentin for problems with his foot. When seeking attention for his low back. At first, he did not want to take gabapentin anymore. He did undergo numerous radiographic studies. As noted above, he received a variety of epidural injections to the lumbar spine. He did not go forward with lumbar spine surgery. He did undergo cervical spine surgery on 5/31/22 to be inserted here. He followed up post-operatively. Actually, scratch that thing about the 5/31/22 injection. On 8/1/22, we underwent decompressive cervical laminectomy at C3-C7 with bilateral foraminotomies. Parity followed up with continued low back and neck pain until 11/29/22. In paragraph, the petitioner was a dealer at the casino since 3/25/81. He states he resigned on 12 722 in lieu of termination. Period. He also concurrently was a lead union representative for the Caesars dealers between 2011 and 2021. Period. He relates that since being out of work, he feels less pain in the lumbar spine and thighs, but his neck pain is worse. Period. This does not correlate with a occupational etiology. Period. He further had complained at first on this exam that he did not want to go and undergo any surgery since he had no home care and no one to perform toileting for him. Period. He described his physical motions when serving as a craps dealer. Period. He had to lean over the railing of a table while seated. Period. At some point, they removed the mid-table supervisor. Period. This ended up adding more bets being placed further from the supervisor and consequently causing more bets to be processed by the Mr. Mazzoli, the dealer himself. Period. With regard to earlier spinal problems, he thinks he had a herniated disc in the lower back 25 to 30 years ago and a bulging disc in his neck around that same time frame. Period. New paragraph. The examinee verbalized his subjective pain and dissatisfaction with his circumstances in general throughout the exam. Period. He had healed surgical scars at the knees with mildly decreased range of motion. Period. He had virtually full range of motion at the lumbar spine, but did have a left foot drop. Period. Proactive maneuvers in the lumbar spine were negative. Period. He had decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine associated with his surgery and a long posterior longitudinal scar with skin retraction. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. Exam of the thoracic spine was benign. Period. The paragraph, I would offer 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the thoracic spine. Period. There is a minimal amount of permanent disability at the lumbar spine. Period. In my view, all of these estimates are unrelated to his position with the insured. Period. The postures and maneuvers that he had to perform while seated is not a well-known mechanism to cause disc disease throughout the entire length of the spine. Period. Such a presentation is typical of the natural aging process and systemic tendencies, period, and